And now this is a dictation for William Wilkie, W-I-L-K-I-E, October 1142. Addresses a letter, Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, 828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, follow-up for Mr. Wilkie, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Family member participated of this teleconference. He did have coronavirus infection, was very, did not require hospital admission or oxygen. The worst of the symptoms lasted for 10 days and is slowly improving. Taste and sense of smell remains compromised, still feeling tired. Some weight loss, now able to eat. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, good urine output. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no dyspnea, no orthopnea, PMD. Has problems of insomnia. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight lisinopril, HCTC. He's taking antidepressants with Celexa. Next paragraph, blood pressure 153/59, weight 205. No speech problems. He's able to speak in full sentences, although he is decreased hearing. Next paragraph, chemistry is in December, creatinine 1.3. Baseline is between 1.4 and 1.6. Electrolyte acid base normal. Calcium albumin normal. Present GFR 53 stage 3. No evidence of albumin in the urine. Glucose normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3. Next number, hypertension, systolic, not very well controlled. Consider increasing HCTC to 25, if you agree. Next number, recent coronavirus, no respiratory failure, no hospital. Next number, enlargement of the prostate, is not giving much of symptoms. Next number, prior smoker, has not required oxygen. Next number, hard of hearing. Next number, depression on treatment. Next number, mild thrombocytopenia, stable over time without active bleeding. Next paragraph, chemistry is on a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.